Welcome to another podcast by Air Insight.
Today is September the 6th, 2017. This is Addison Schoenland. And my guest today is Dr. Paolo Mirpuri, who is the president and CEO of HiFly, an airline based in Lisbon. Thank you so much for being on the call with me today.
Good morning, Addison. It's my pleasure to be with you here today.
Thank you. So obviously the big news about HiFly is the 380. Can you tell us about the two-year project leading to the selection of this airplane, please?
Sure. HiFly is a wide-body operator, and we have so far operated the Airbus A310, A320 family, A330, both the Dash 200 and the Dash 300, and the A340s, the Dash 300s, 500s, and 600s. We start looking into the possibility to phase in the A380 already 2 years ago. We wanted to expand our product offering. Our clients were coming to us wanting more seats, product quality, and a lower price per seat. So that's when we start looking into bigger aircraft, and being an Airbus operator, the obvious studies were done on the Airbus A380. So we had to go through the airport analysis, including the Lisbon airport and Beja airport, to make sure they could be operated out here. Not that we intend to operate traffic out of Portugal with A380, but we need to bring the aircraft to base once in a while or in between contracts. And we did those studies together with the Airbus performance guys. And we have also analyzed the pilot training, EFP packages, engine support, so a lot of aspects that we wanted to be comfortable with. And finally, the result of all these studies was, okay, technically, operationally, it is possible to phase in an A380. So we went back to the market, to our clients. HiFly is a specialist in wet leasing wide-body aircraft worldwide, either for other airlines or governmental business. And we discussed with them the trends in their home traffic. And we wanted to reconfirm, okay, if we offer you more seats, a quality product, and even at a lower cost per seat, if you'll be prepared to accept a larger aircraft to do that. And the reaction from the market was positive. And we continued to do the studies on the financial side. The Airbus A380, as we all know, are now 8, 9 years old. So they have been amortized by roughly half on the first 10 years of their life, or close to 10 years of their life. So they could be available now at a more competitive cost. So we continue to analyze the business case. It made sense, and that's why we announced recently our firm intention to phase in initially two A380s into our fleet.
So when one looks at the airplane, a lot of other airlines, network airlines particularly, that have used it, are not necessarily buying more, other than, of course, Emirates. It seems like it's a risky airplane. How risky do you find the 380s compared to the other smaller aircraft from a commercial point of view? And in terms of your customers, are they concerned about filling the airplane?
Our view is as follows. The clients want recent aircraft. They want to fly long haul with a lower cost per seat. And we believe that the reason why most of the airlines are afraid, let's put it this way, to buy in A380s, is because they are afraid that maybe they don't justify, they cannot justify an A380 year-round. So iFly comes with a good solution, because now we can offer the aircraft on seasonal basis. We have clients where their peak season is in the European summer. Other airlines in different parts of the world have their peak season in the European winter time. So iFly now is able to operate, let's say, 5-6 months for an airline when their peak demand with their traffic is very high, and they can justify an Airbus A380 type of aircraft. And during their low season, we just remove the aircraft back. We will place it elsewhere, so they don't have the burden to have the A380 year-round. iFly, being a specialist airline in the wet leasing, we could use the assets and place in different times of the year in different airlines. Actually, that was from where we start. But as we speak, we think that the initial contract will see the aircraft based there actually for a full year, at least one of them. And the other will be acting on the more seasonal market, the second one, and backup for the first aircraft. So we are removing the fear from the potential A380s operator by giving them the aircraft only when they are sure they can justify it. So the next step will be for those airlines to decide, okay, the aircraft performs very well, and we want to continue to have them seasonal on our peak seasons, but we also believe that some of them will eventually move and acquire from lessors or from Airbus Direct the aircraft for their operations on a full-time basis, and will continue to complement on their peak seasons with iFly, which can offer the aircraft for only a couple of months, for only a season.
Hmm.
So to answer your question, we are removing the risk from the airlines. Somehow we are putting on iFly, but because the fact that iFly can place the aircraft with different airlines in different times of the year, we can also mitigate our own risk.
Right. Incidentally, are you going to reconfigure the airplane now to go to 560 seats?
Yes, the minimum configuration will be 560. We are even considering going to 600. STCs are being under analysis by our technical department. So let's see how many seats they can put in on top of 560. We don't want to touch monuments. We don't want to incur in very expensive modifications. So we are trying to make as simple as possible to reduce the investment. So 560 is confirmed, but eventually we can put a couple of thousands more.
Hmm. So particularly now that you're changing the seating from the previous configuration, how compelling do you think are the 380 economics to your airline or maybe even to your customers?
We, from our calculations, we believe that we can cut on long-haul flights or very long-haul flights, we can cut the cost per seat by around 20%, taking in consideration our cost for the aircraft and the direct operating costs for the aircraft itself. So the capital cost of the aircraft plus the direct operating costs. The problem will be the clients to be confident they can fill the seats. But on the markets where we are working on, which are city pairs where the demand is pretty strong, where slots on the airports are becoming more and more restricted. There is a strong business case in some airlines for seasonal needs, seasonal demand to cover their seasonal peak traffic. On other airlines, you can even justify a year-round operation, so they can test the aircraft on 1 year or 2 years, and then decide, everything is going well, and we extend, or eventually they will go themselves into buying the aircraft full-time for them.
20% is a pretty strong number. So if the first two 380s are successful, do you think you'd add more?
Absolutely. We are starting with two because we need to confirm our business case and what are our expectations. If everything goes as planned, we believe that the fleet can grow initially to 4-6 aircraft, and let's see after if we can even grow a bit more. But I see growing from 2 to 4 or even 6 aircraft within the next 4 to 5 years, depending how many A380s are coming back into the market in acceptable financial conditions in terms of capital cost.
What an interesting story. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
You are welcome, Edison.
This recording is copyrighted by Air Insight.